Think it was a mistake, Mr. Hunter?
Sir?
Using the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, if I thought that, sir, I wouldn't be here.
Interesting way you put that.
How'd I put it, sir?
Very carefully. You do qualify your remarks. Somebody asked me if we should have bombed Japan, a simple yes. By all means, sir, drop that fucker. Twice. I don't mean to suggest that you're indecisive, Mr. Hunter. Not at all. Just, complicated. Of course, that's the way the Navy wants you. Me, they want it simple.
Well, you certainly fooled them, sir.
Be careful there, Mr. Hunter. That's all I got to rely on, being a simple-minded son of a bitch. Rickover gave me my command, a checklist, a target, and a button to push. All I had to know is how to push it, and they'd tell me when. They seem to want you to know why.
I would hope they'd want us all to know why, sir.
The Naval War College, it was metallurgy and nuclear reactors, not 19th century philosophy. War is a continuation of politics by other means. Von Clausewitz.
I think, sir, that what he was actually trying to say was a little more
complicated.
Yes, the purpose of war is to serve a political end, but the true nature of war is to serve itself.
I'm very impressed. In other words, the sailor most likely to win the war is the one most willing to part company with the politicians and ignore everything except the destruction of the enemy. You'd agree with that?
I'd agree that that's what Clausewitz was trying to say.
But you wouldn't agree with it?
No, sir. No, I just think that in the nuclear world, a true enemy can't be destroyed.
Attention on deck. Von Clausewitz will now tell us exactly who the real enemy is. Von?
In my humble opinion, in the nuclear world, the true enemy is war itself.